Okay, we'll start. Maybe. Is everybody ready? Okay, good. We'll start today. We're going to do lesson four. And lesson four, again, has questions about religion. Some of the questions are not really very long. The answers are not very long. So probably we'll have some time left over to review past questions, or I might just ask you some, you know, questions from the this vocabulary 300 word book. Okay? And I think it's good practice when I ask these questions because, you know, in the guide test, when you go for the interview, you don't know what they're going to ask you, so it's like a surprise. So if you get a little surprise here, it makes it kind of like the test itself. Okay? Today, I think the hardest questions to answer for me to explain well are Taiyan and Butsumetsu. I think they're difficult to explain, so let's see how you do. The other ones are not too difficult. Daruma is actually a fun question, but people have trouble explaining about the eyes, and they have trouble explaining about the arms and legs, or no arms and legs. So anyway, let's see how you do. What I'll do is, do you want to start? I think, did you start last week? No.
No.
So I'll start with you. I'll pick somebody new each time to start. And let's go to question one. And this question is similar to the questions we've had before. It's like, on what occasions do people go to Buddhist temples? When do people visit, you know, shrines? What do people visit Buddhist temples for? Basically, just recycle your answer. You don't have to make a new answer for each one. They're very, very similar, and the answers will be the same. And the nuance in English is not that much difference. What do people visit temples for? Why do people visit temples? On what occasions do people visit temples? So basically, your answers will be the same. And on this answer here, I really didn't change too much. The only thing I think you could, it sounds a little confusing when you hear it, is most people seldom go to Buddhist temples except for funerals, and that's okay, but I think, you know, most Japanese go to Buddhist temples for funerals. That's just, you know, more clear. In other words, they don't go regularly like church in the West, or in Muslim countries, people pray five times a day, where Japanese really just go to temples for funerals or memorial service, or also what is here, we've talked about before, is for sightseeing and also for New Year's. So I would maybe add something like that to your answer. So I'll let you begin. On what occasions do people go to Buddhist temples?
Most Japanese people visit the temples for a funeral. Okay. And during the summer festival, called Obon, people also visit the temples to pacify our ancestors' souls. And especially in Kyoto and Nara, many sightseers visit temples.
Okay, sure. That's a very simple answer. It's very concise, so that's good. Sounds good. Okay. I'll ask the same question to you. On what occasions do people go to Buddhist temples?
Most Japanese people go to Buddhist temples for funerals and other Buddhist events. And also people go to temples to wish their happiness.
Wish for their happiness.
Wish for their happiness. And pray for their wishes that will come true.
Okay.
Then some people also go to the temples just for sightseeing because there are many famous temples, especially in Kyoto and Nara.
Okay, sure, good. You mentioned other Buddhist events. Are there some other Buddhist events you can think of?
Yes, there is Obon week in Japan. Obon is that usually August 13th, 14th, and 15th. And it is believed that the souls of ancestors come back to our house.
houses.
Our houses, and often we pray for the, show respect for the ancestors during the week.
Good. All right. Good. I'll give it to you. And another Buddhist event when people go to temples is called Hanamatsuri. And what is Hanamatsuri? Can you answer that?
Yeah. Hanamatsuri is generally held in April 8th. It's celebrated on the first day of Buddha, and people go to temples for celebrate the birth.
Okay, to celebrate.
To celebrate the birth. And, the small miniature Buddhist statue of Buddha is temporarily placed
maybe outside
in front of the main building.
Okay.
And the people pour their amacha, it's their literally means the
hydrangea
tea. Okay.
On the statue.
On the statue.
Because they believe when Buddha was born, was it a dragon? Somebody poured sweet tea on the Buddha baby, or rain on the Buddha baby. There's many stories because nobody knows, but I think it was it a dragon? I think it came and it poured rain or some kind of sweet tea on the baby. So that's why people do this now. And also they throw flowers. Do you throw flower petals? Maybe that's in some other countries. The Hanamatsuri in Thailand is very famous. Actually, they call it Lotus Festival. And it's not actually in April. I think it's maybe a different time of year. It's in spring. I think it could be May, a month later. My memory's not very good. But it's celebrated different times than Japan, I think, is earlier. Okay. But yeah, that's Hanamatsuri. Good. Okay, and I think, as I say, the reason they poured the sweet tea is because when the baby was born, I think it was a dragon or a bird or something came. Phoenix bird, maybe. One of the two, I could check, but it came and poured the rain, the sweet tea on the baby. Okay? Good. I think you know why people go to Buddhist temples, right? You practice that. Let me ask you... why do people go to Buddhist temples? I'll give you just the basic question.
Most funerals in Japan are conducted in the Buddhist temples. And they are buried according to the Buddhist rites. And the remains of the dead after cremation are placed in a grave at a temple. Therefore, the family of someone who's buried in the temple graveyard,
okay,
we become a supporting member called Danka. And originally, a temple was deeply rooted to the community. And just like Christian church.
Mm-hmm. Christian churches.
Churches in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that regular lecture meetings for believers were held. But very few young Japanese now go to such events, and most of the Japanese young people visit funerals only. Temples for funerals only. Temples in famous scenic spots like Kyoto and Nara, often lots of visitors and filled with tourists.
Right, okay, so they visit for, sightseeing,
yes.
Right? Good. Okay, I think we're okay with this one. Does anyone have any question about this? We've kind of done this in the past, so... Let's go on to, Shinto shrines then. And what I've done with this answer. Everything I think is fine except for the last sentence where it says, although some weddings are conducted, it's very textbook-like. And basically, I just say, some people get married in Shinto shrines. You know, what occasion do people go to Shinto shrines? They go to Shinto shrines to get married. Some people get married in Shinto shrines. So the English, of course, in the last sentence is fine. The sentence is fine, but it doesn't sound like normal speech. People would not say this to their friends if they asked me when they go to Buddhist, to Shinto shrines. So anyway, if you just simplify, say some people go to Buddhist, Shinto shrines to get married. Okay, you want to answer that? Ready to answer that one? Sure, okay.
People in Japan visit shrines in some occasions. New Year's days are the busiest days to shrine throughout the year. People also visit shrines to pray for good luck regarding entrance exam.
Birth of a baby.
Birth of a baby. Entrance exam, etc. Weddings are conducted very often. If you are very lucky, you can see the ceremony.
Okay.
And also, there are many festivals and celebrations held in shrines, so which attracts many people on that occasion. The shrine, many people visit shrines for sightseeing, to see beautiful gardens and buildings, such and such.
Sure. Okay, good. One of the times people visit Shinto shrines is for Shichigo-san. Can you tell me what that is?
Okay, Shichigo-san is a festival to celebrate the births of children. 3 and 5 years of boys and 3 and 7 years of girls dressed in kimono.
Okay, so 3 and 5 year old, not years old.
3 and 5 year old boys and 3 and 7 year
girls
dressed in kimono and took to shrines by the parents to give thanks and to pray for their prosperity.
Okay. When is it?
The middle of November.
Yeah, in the middle of November, right? 15th, but most people usually go the weekend right near that time. Good. Okay, let me ask you just a basic question. I'll leave you alone this time. And on what occasions do people go to Shinto shrines?
Japanese people go to shrines on many occasions. During a lifetime, when a child is born, their parents take a child to a shrine, and girls of 3 and 7 and boys of 3 and 5 are taken to shrines by their parents to celebrate the growth of their children. And also some couples conduct weddings at shrines. Mm-hmm. And on every basis, people visit shrines on New Year holidays to pray for good luck of the year.
Sure, good. All right. Just to clarify, I should have mentioned before, but when she mentioned the 5 years old boy and 5 year old boy, what the difference is the whole term 5 year old becomes an adjective. So we say he is 5 years old. But he is a 5 year old boy. Okay? So it just puts it into making an adjectival phrase. And so that's why we don't put the 5 years old boy. Okay? But we do say 5 years old depending on the sentence. Okay? Good. I'll ask you the same thing. What on what occasions do people go to Shinto shrines?
Most people visit Shinto shrines on New Year's days and other special occasions when after birth,
I don't want to laugh. Make it after babies are born.
After babies were born.
Okay, or after what, the birth of a baby.
Or after birth of baby.
Okay, babies, right. So maybe after a baby was born. So.
Or to celebrate Ichigo-san, people visit Shinto shrines. Some people also get married at Shinto shrines, and students visit Shinto shrines to pray for their success to pass through entrance examination and obtain good luck charms there.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's fine, right. This birth of a baby, so some people have trouble. So either, I would say birth. So birth, to celebrate a birth of a baby, right? Or they go there after a baby is born. This is actually probably more spoken English, after a baby is born. So, or you could say after the births of babies, after babies are born, so whatever you want to say that's comfortable, okay? But I'm finding students have trouble with this and it's not coming out clear, okay? Good, okay. On what occasions do people go to shrines?
People go to shrines on special occasions such as New Year's Day, a birth of a baby, and marriages. They also go to shrines to pray for good luck for their business and life. And also people go to shrines to pray for the wishes will come true.
Okay, to pray that?
Pray that
their wishes will come true.
Pray that their wishes will come true. Mm.
Okay. What are some of the wishes people pray for?
People wishes the entrance examinations.
Okay, so people wish?
People wish for it.
People wish to pass?
People wish to pass the entrance examinations.
Right.
And good relationship with other people.
Right. People pray for, people pray that they will pass the entrance examination. People wish to pass the entrance examination. People wish to find a wedding partner. Right? That's another thing. Okay. So that's another thing people go there for. All right. Good. Do you ever go? for the guide test? Not yet?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Okay.
I have to.
You have to, okay. Everyone, with all these 4 weeks of religion, don't forget. Okay, good. All right, so these are reasons. So people go to shrines to wish to pass the examination. They go to shrines to wish for finding a marriage partner. They go to shrines to pray for the birth of a baby, to wish for good luck, these types of things. Okay, so there's several examples, and sightseeing, and New Year's Day for the good luck and so forth for the new year. Okay, I think we've done questions 1 and 2, and we've done this in the past. So let's go to Hatsumode. Okay, and maybe you've studied this, and the book is fine. I changed it to make it a little bit more conversational English, and I switched the order, and I don't use the word paid. I take it out. So Hatsumode is the first visit to a shrine or temple on the New Year's holidays. And that sounds more conversational. Of course, Hatsumori is the first visit paid on the New Year holiday to a shrine or temple, but I think, I don't know, for some reason I like to change the order for my own personal reasons. It sounds a little easier to understand. So the first visit on New Year's holidays to a shrine or temple. First visit to a shrine or temple on New Year's holidays. So however you want to say that. Okay? So what is your answer for what is Hatsumode?
Hatsumode is a traditional Japanese custom that people go for their visit to a Shinto shrine or a temple on the New Year holidays. They pray for long life and happiness for the year.
Okay, good. That's fine. It's a simple answer. Be careful you don't just say they go to the temple for the first time, for the first visit. No, not temple, shrine. They go to the shrine for the first visit. Well, they go to the temple is also possible, right? They go for the first visit. This sounds like their first visit in their life. And so make sure you don't forget first visit for the new year or first visit for the New Year's holidays. Okay, because some students say, oh, they go, Hatsumori is the first visit to a shrine or temple. Well, for the new year, yes, the first visit, but not the first visit in their life. So again, I mean, just you've done fine. That's okay. But make sure you say that, because you do this usually every year. So Hatsumori is the first visit to a shrine or temple people pay on the New Year's holidays every year. Something like that you can even say. Okay, let's ask her, what is Hatsumode?
Hatsumode is the first shrine visit of the new year in Japan. Some people visit the temple, Buddhist temple instead. Many visit in the first 3 days of the new year, as most of them are off work on those days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And generally, wishes for the new year, buying new omamori, and the old omamori are returned to the shrine to be burned. Now these are often long waiting lines at major shrines throughout Japan. Okay. Throughout Japan.
Sure. Where is a popular place that people go to do? Or do you go for Hatsumode? Huh?
Meiji Jingu Shrine.
Okay.
In Harajuku.
Right. Can you tell me about Meiji Shrine?
Meiji Shrine is located just next to Harajuku Station on JR Yamanote Line.
Okay.
It's dedicated to Emperor Meiji and Empress Shotoku. And that's
for Shoken,
yeah. Yes. That's the shrine. It's the, I forgot the name, but it's very auspicious and very important shrine in Japan. And many important people from overseas visited so far. For instance, Hillary Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, visited,
okay.
And also German German foreign minister visited.
Okay, right. It's a popular place to visit, right?
Yes.
And the interesting thing about Meiji Shrine is what the torii. It's the tallest wooden.
The tallest, 12 meters high.
Right.
Torii.
Wooden torii in Japan, right? Okay, good. Let's ask him. What is Hatsumode?
Oh, Hatsumode is the first visit to shrines and temples for the new year. People pray for health, business, happiness, protection against misfortune, etc. The busiest shrine is the Meiji Shrine.
Okay,
is the Meiji Shrine. The Meiji Shrine,
okay.
Located in Tokyo. Which is said the number of visitors is over 3 million in the past 3 days of the year.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, that's probably about the biggest number of visitors right, of all the shrines and temples in Japan. I didn't do any mathematics, but when you figure 3 people in 3 days, that's 1 million people a day, divide 1 million people by 24 hours, and how many people go there each hour? That's the point. So, and probably most people, 24 hours, would you think, they're not going at 3 or 4 in the morning, although New Year's Eve they might, but technically they're going, you know, in the daytime, maybe, you know, 9 o'clock to 6 or 6 o'clock, so that's a lot of people. Okay, good. What other shrines or temples are maybe known that are popular for New Year's visits?
Since I live in Kamakura, so the Tsurugaoka Hachiman Shrine is a very, I think, is very famous for the new shrine, for the New Year's visit.
Right.
The fourth busiest shrine in Japan.
It could be. I know. What are those? As well, Meiji Jingu. Then you end up with what is it?
It's
Kawasaki Taishi.
Kawasaki Taishi, and also in Osaka.
Osaka, and then Fukuoka has the
Dazai.
Yeah, Dazai Fuku. And then there's also what is it, Narita-san.
Narita-san Shinshoji.
Yeah. So there's lots of places.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, let's ask the same question. What is Hatsumode?
Hatsumode is a first visit to a shrine or a temple on the New Year's holidays. People pray for their happiness, good health, welfare, and success. It seems that the history of Hatsumode is long, but actually it's not long. The practice of Hatsumode began at the middle of Meiji era. One railway company conducted publishing campaigns associated with the shrine. It's the beginning of the Hatsumode.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. Okay. Good. I didn't know that. You think it's forever, right? Or from ancient times, but it's actually quite recent then, in a sense. Oh, okay. Good. What are the things people pray for? That's good. They don't, in the answer here, they say life, long life. People pray for long life or happiness. And I think you add other things is probably, you know, good health is another one that's is a popular wish. Good health, you know, good luck. Also, people pray what? For prosperity, for wealth, that, you know, they have money to live. So that's another thing. Good health, good wealth, good luck, and so forth. Okay, good. Let's go to, excuse me, question number 4, which is, what is omamori?
Omamori is a good luck charm consisting of a piece of paper with a cross in a small cross porch. And many omamori are sold at temples and shrines for particular purposes, including good health, success in examinations, business, and marriages.
Okay, good. Can you the pronunciation of this little small cloth thing is called a pouch.
Pouch.
I think in Japanese you say pochi or something, but in English it's ao. So pouch. Okay. And good. I think that's fine. There isn't anything too much I've done to change this. I just think the last line, instead of being passive, I put people keep it as protection from illness, accidents, and disasters. Or that it is kept for it, which is of course fine. But probably normal speaking, we don't make everything passive. So people keep omamori as protection from illness, accidents, disasters, etc. Okay. What is the size of omamori?
The omamori size is about 4 centimeters with 6 centimeters.
Okay. Yeah, it depends, right? Yeah, they all do different sizes, right? Okay. Good. All right. Some people are having trouble with the word cloth, because when people talk about furoshiki, they also say it's a wrapping cloth, and they end up cross and different pronunciation. But there's another word we use, you probably know. Do you know fabric? So that, to me, is a clearer word than cloth, because it's so hard to say the L, you've got a TH, it's not an O, it's an A. So fabric is not mistaken for other words, where krosu could be, is it, you know, C-L-O-T-H you're saying, is it C-R-O-S-S? You know, are you close, like C-L-O-S-E? So we're not sure exactly if it's not pronounced correctly. So fabric also works. Or just make, you know, the pronunciation, make it clear with the T-H, with the rather than, no, not cross, but cloth. Okay? Good. What is omamori?
Omamori is a good luck charm consisting from a piece of paper, cloth, or wood in a small pouch. Mm-hmm. People keep it to wish for as a guardian from traffic accident or other misfortunes.
Okay. Good. Consisting of. Yeah, I think you said consisting from, right?
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So consisting of paper or wood or cloth or fabric in a small pouch. Good. She avoids fabric and cloth both in a pouch. You can say that. That's fine. Where do people keep them?
Usually on their bags.
In their bags?
In their bags.
And, okay. Why do you keep it in the bag?
Wishing for protection from misfortunes or traffic accidents.
Right, but can you put it in your drawer in the house? Just put it in.
It's possible.
No.
All the time carrying means God is all the time with us.
Right, so people put it in their handbags. There's usually. Popular because it should be with you all the time. So men don't maybe have a bag, they put it in their wallet or some kind of place. Maybe ladies too put it in there. They maybe don't put it directly in the bag, they put it in the wallet or someplace. So you usually where you can keep it close to you frequently, you know, often or every day. Okay, good. What is omamori?
Omamori is a good luck charm made of a piece of paper, wood, fabric, in a small fabric pouch. And they are regarded as protection for illness, disasters, and accidents. You can usually buy them at shrines or temples.
Okay, how much do they cost?
It depends on the shrines or temples, but it's about 600 to 800.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe there's a little cheaper ones, 300 to 500. But yeah, they don't cost thousands of yen. So, a few hundreds of yen. Good. What is omamori?
Omamori is a special object blessed with the spirit and power of rushing to shrine. And omamori are available from vendors' departures, and people carry the omamori with them in their bags every day. Mm-hmm. And the terms are typically simple little bits of wood, paper, and fabrics. It holds a written of a little prayer or a name of a deity.
Okay, right, to protect people, right, from accidents or traffic accidents or travel safety, these types of things. Good. Today we have another type of similar thing. It's not in the list today, but let me ask her, do you know what is an emma?
Emma? Emma is a walking picture tablet.
Yeah, it's a picture tablet.
Picture tablet.
And can you tell me more about it? Do you know?
Emma?
What Emma. Does it mean? What does Emma mean?
Emma means you write your prayer.
Right, okay.
To on the tablet.
On the tablet, sure.
And ask God to grant the wish.
Right, grant the wish. What does it look like?
It looks like just a board.
Okay.
Board about 15 centimeter by 20 centimeter.
Okay,
so,
right. There's usually a...
Usually horse is
right.
Printed or painted on that because olden days...
In olden days.
In olden days, people donated horse if the their wish was granted.
Right, a real horse, right?
Real horse.
Right, granted horses. Probably people granted horses.
Yes.
When their wish was true, or to pray for the wish, right? Okay.
Well, initially, not.
Well, I'm not sure. I know people gave real horses, and I think nowadays that's impossible,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's reminiscent for the old custom of donating the horse to the shrine.
Right.
That's
okay.
Why it's post-picture
amen. Sure. All right. So that's an answer. Just say, if you remember little by little, it comes back. But yeah, that's a good answer. So the main thing of the emma too is the picture on the emma. There's usually a picture of a horse because in the old days they donated real horses, and of course shrines nowadays don't want horses. You don't have horses to bring. So the emma is a nice, convenient way to make a wish. Good. Okay, good. Let me ask him. Yeah, let me ask him. What is omamori?
Omamori. Omamori is a good luck charm consisting of a piece of paper or wood in a small fabric pouch.
Okay.
It protects us against illness, traffic accidents, and other misfortunes. We keep the omamori in our houses, in our automobiles, and in some cases in our bags. You can see many school children, primary school children, keep the omamori on the back of the school bag.
On the school bags, right.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, good. All right, let's go to question number five, which is omikuji. What is omikuji?
Omikuji is a strip of paper on which fortunes are written. People buy it at the shrines or sometimes at temples. And when a fortune is written on omikuji, people tie them onto the branch. Onto branches of nearby trees, in hope that the bad fortune will be kept away.
And what about good luck?
People keep it in their
purses or
wallets.
Right. Okay. Good. Yeah. In the answer here, they have. People tie them onto branches of nearby trees in hopes that good fortune will come true or that bad fortune will be kept. But my understanding is if you have a bad luck type omikuji, you usually tie the bad luck. But if it's a very nice good luck, you usually take it home or put it in your purse or bag instead of tying it. Is that what everybody thinks? Yeah, most people keep the good luck because you keep it with you. And so the bad luck, you keep it there to keep, tie it to the tree to keep the bad luck away. Good. Okay, what is omikuji?
Omikuji are strips of paper on which fortunes are written. And people buy them especially at shrines. And you would pay for about 100 yen to shrine maiden, and then you would shake the wooden box. Then wooden stick with a number comes out, and the shrine maiden would give you a sheet of paper according to the numbers. Then after you read the fortune, you would tie them onto the branches nearby
branches of nearby trees.
Okay, right, you tie the branches if it's bad luck, right?
Yes, if it is this bad luck.
Okay, so what kinds of luck or bad luck are there? How many stages or levels are there, do you know? I don't really know. I shouldn't say I don't know. I get different answers all the time. Depending on what, 5 to 7? You just have a Daikichi, then Daikichi, Chukichi, Shokichi, Suikichi, then there's something goes into the Kyo, right? Daikyo, so there could be 7, 5, 7, 6, I don't think, because you don't have even number, right? So probably 5 to 7, depending on the shrine or temple, right, what they give you. So if you have the super good luck, you take it home, or the real great good luck, you take it home. If you have the great bad luck, you usually would especially tie that on the tree, right? Okay, good. What is omikuji?
Omikuji is a strip of paper. On the paper, Chinese character is written.
Chinese characters are written.
Chinese characters are written. Hmm? Chinese character kyo means first luck, and Chinese character kichi means good luck.
Okay.
And when you draw worst one or bad luck, you tie them onto the branches nearby trees.
Branches of nearby trees.
Branches of nearby trees.
Uh-huh.
And when your fortune is very good, you can keep them to your houses. Bring back to your houses.
Hmm. Bring back to your houses, right. Okay, good. All right. And what is omikuji?
Omikuji is our fortunes written on slips of paper, and you can usually buy them at shrines or occasionally temples.
Mm-hmm.
And people usually tie them onto the branches of nearby trees in hopes that a bad fortune will be kept away. If you have a good
If you
have a good fortune, you can take it home and keep it as protection from illness or accidents, disasters.
Right, okay, good. All right, I think everyone's okay with omikuji. And I said there's different levels of, you know, super good luck or great good luck, regular good luck, middle good luck, kind of little good luck, future good luck, or something, all these types of things.
I have a question.
Sure.
What is the difference between strips and sweep? Strip and sweep.
Oh,
slips
of paper, strips.
Can I say slips of paper, strips of paper?
Yeah, they're not too much different. Slips of paper, strips of paper. they use here slips of paper. Strips is okay, too. Strips, you all know, S-T-R-I-P-S. Sometimes strips, I think, my image is strips are a little bigger. In a sense, they're more, not huge, but a little bigger, have a more size. Where a slip of paper is just like, sometimes a very small piece, real, like, you know, tiny piece. Give me a slip of paper, it's just a little tiny, thin piece. Where a strip actually has a little bit more size. And it's maybe cut, where a slip of paper is maybe torn. Again, there's not much real difference. There could be, if you look in the dictionary, it might have, but basically you could interchange them. Okay, we'll talk about strips of paper when we get to the Shimenawa. before that, let's go to Komainu. Can you tell me what is Komainu?
Komainu are carved stone guardian dogs, often placed at the front of the Shinto shrines. And they are nearly always in pairs, and frequently one has its open mouth, and while the other has its mouth closed.
Okay, so one has its mouth open.
One has its mouth open, while the other has its mouth closed.
Good.
And the open mouth is supposed to be warding off the evil spirits, and the closed mouth.
Yeah, that's not closed okay. mouth.
The closed mouth is supposed to be keeping good spirits.
Oh, it keeps the good spirits in, right? The open mouth.
To be keeping good spirits in.
Mm-hmm. And the open mouth is to. What was the open mouth?
The open mouth is supposed to be warding off the evil spirits.
Okay. All right, good. And I think there's A and Un, right? Beginning and end, A to Z. Because of the hiragana alphabet starts with A, ends with Un. So I heard there's kind of a, that's the name. They say A and Un. So there's lots of these things that maybe, you know, you can say. You don't have to say everything, so I think that's really fine. Okay, so that was, one has its mouth open, one has its, the other has its mouth closed. Or one has an open mouth, another has a closed mouth. Mm-hmm. An open mouth is what? Warding off evil spirits, and the closed mouth is letting, keeping the spirits in, good fortune in. Okay, good. What is Komainu?
Komainu. A pair of curved stone guardian dogs are often found at the gate of Shinto shrine. Despite the Inu in its name, it looks much like Chinese lion. Chinese lion.
It's called
Shishi. And often those Chinese Shishi is...
Shishi-R
is guardian presence in Buddhist temples. Mm-hmm. And Koma may have derived from Korai as an ancient Korean dynasty. And so Komainu are showing many influences from China and Korean ancestry.
Okay.
In each pairing, one dog's mouth is sculptured in an open manner and the other's jaws are closed. And that the open one is supposed to be saying A. Mm-hmm. And the closed one is M, voiced through the other's tightly closed mouth. Mm. And according to Indian belief, that the universe began with the first sound, and we'll conclude with the other. That's the meaning. That's what I found out in the internet.
Right.
Not the word of evil spirits or crossed devils.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So you hear just the beginning of the is the...
Yeah, just, yes.
Yeah.
It's symbolizing the universe.
Okay.
Beginning
and end. Right. Okay, good. All right. Thank you. What is Komainu?
Komainu are a pair of carved guardian dogs, which are made of stone or bronze. They are found at the gate of the shrines, and sometimes even at the gate of the temples. They are supposed to drive away the evil spirits.
Okay, good. That's fine. Yeah, I know there's, what is it, the Okinawa... Shisa. The same kind of thing with the Chinese. Well, these, I don't know, dogs? No, not dogs. Little, they're, what?
Lions.
Imaginary lions or something. They're not real African lions, but they're considered lions. And so a lot of this, I think, is mixed up between Buddhism, which has those imaginary lions, and then the Inu is a dog, actually, but maybe they're not a real dog either. So... it probably looked like it got mixed up between Buddhism and Shintoism, right? Okay. What are they usually made of? Are they always usually stone?
Yeah, usually made of stone, but sometimes, some of them are made of bronze.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, there could be other things, but mostly stone, right? Yeah. And so if you see these little kind of dog-looking animals, and it usually also is an indication of a shrine rather than a temple. The temple has something that looks maybe more like lions, maybe. Okay, good. The next one before we take a break is Shime Nawa. Let me have you answer. What is Shime Nawa?
Shime Nawa is a rice or rock used for ritual purification in Shinto religion. It is decorated with strips of cut and folded white paper, and Shime Nawa is usually found at shrines.
Okay. Yeah, all right. What about those strips of paper? What do they look like?
It is folded.
It's folded, yeah.
Zigzag.
Ah, okay, that's the word, yeah. Actually, I just put, here that the Shime Nawa is a straw rice rope with zigzag white paper or something. Okay. Okay, so that's fine. I'll go to her, ask her, what is Shime Nawa?
Shime Nawa is a rice straw rope decorated with strips of white zigzag paper. Mm-hmm. And it is said to drive away evil spirits. And you can see Shime Nawa in sacred places. And for example, some shrines have huge trees. And huge trees which help Shime Nawa, and because in ancient times people believed the god stays in the huge trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where is it? Is it Izumo Taisha? That's like the biggest Shime Nawa. Where is it? Shimane? I've heard it. It's supposed to be one of the biggest Shime Nawa in Japan. So, and there's lots of trees that they put there, tied around, right? Why is it zigzag?
Well, I'm not sure if this is 100% true, because some of my students tell me things that maybe sounds nice, but when you have a zigzag, right, looks like this, a zigzag. What are these? It's points. And I've heard that the evil spirits don't like points. They don't like sharp. So therefore they make it zigzag or with, pointed edges, and so therefore the evil spirits stay away.
Rather than just, strips of solid paper, it's folded zigzag to make points because the evil spirits don't like the points. Maybe you don't want to say that at the exam, but in case they ask you, you could try that and see if it works. Okay. Good. What is Shime Nawa?
Shime Nawa is a rice straw rope, mm-hmm, decorated with a piece of paper folded, and it looks like zigzag.
Okay.
It ward off evil spirits.
Okay, it wards off evil spirits.
It wards off evil spirits. Usually, Shime Nawa is seen at shrines, but sometimes around sacred trees. And it is said when people cut the sacred trees, bad things will happen.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. All right, let me go to you. There's something somewhat similar name, similar idea, but what is a shimekazari?
Shimekazari is a ceremony that strips of paper, strips of zigzag paper, and usually we put them at the entrance of our house during the New Year holidays, and also we put them everywhere in the houses on the New Year during the New Year holidays. For example, toilets and the kamidana, which is a Shinto altar, and rooms.
Okay. So it's the strips of paper, but usually, what? Let me have maybe, what is your answer for shimekazari?
Shimekazari is our New Year's decoration.
Okay.
It consists of strips of paper, zigzag paper, and straw rope.
Okay.
It is often found over the entrance of the house or buildings during the New Year holidays.
Okay. Shimekazari also has, isn't it more than just the rope and the zigzag white strips?
And sometimes decorated with the orange and pine leaves.
Right, orange and pine leaves and ferns, I think.
Ferns.
Yeah, no, I think ferns.
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 Ferns leaves.
Fern leaves. Okay.
Pine leaves.
Okay. And what else?
And do other ornaments, auspicious ornaments.
Lobster or something?
Yeah, in some places in local meteors.
Right, so they put the lobster, because it doesn't mean long life, because it has a bent back. Yeah? That's why you shrimp mean long life. Because they have a bent back like old people. So I think that's why you put the shrimp on the door or the part of that shimekazari, right? Okay. So, all right, yeah, it's like a door decoration or a New Year's decoration. People a lot of times put on the door, or they put in the Shinto altar, or they put even on the likes of the toilets or living room, or wherever you want to put it, it's okay. Bringing good luck, right? Okay, let's just go back to what the basic question is, which is what Shime Nawa? What did you put for Shime Nawa?
Shime Nawa is a rice straw rope decorated with strips of cut and folded white paper. Sometimes it's zigzag, cut in zigzag shape.
Okay.
And it's considered to be a barrier against evil spirits. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we talked about shimekazari, which is a New Year's decoration. There's another New Year's decoration called a kadomatsu. Can you tell me what is a kadomatsu?
Kado means gate. Matsu means pine. And usually decorated at the entrance or entranceway at the gate. It comes in pairs.
Okay.
And it's matsu pine tree is an evergreen tree, and symbolizes longevity, I think.
Okay, is it all? It's sometimes pine, and then sometimes they also have what? Bamboo.
Bamboo
together too, right? Sometimes depends. Some people just put the pine branch. Some people. Or buildings, nice office buildings, put big ones in the bamboo with the pine. And then some people just put a picture.
Picture.
A picture of a pine tree, right? Oh, yeah. Strip of paper with a picture, right? That's the kadomatsu.
Simplified.
Yeah, simplified, yeah. So they just have a paper picture. Okay, let's stop here, and then we'll go to the next question after the break, okay? All right, thank you.